4 months after a deadly earthquake, Nepal is struggling to revive mountain and trekking tourism. Now, however, the murder of an American volunteer could hurt those efforts. Dalia Yahia was a 27-year-old teacher from Austin, Texas. She was in Nepal to help victims of an earthquake in April. Authorities say she was living in a resort town when she was hit with a hammer and her body thrown in a river. It has been more than 4 months since two major earthquakes struck Nepal. The quakes killed more than 8,700 people. Property was vastly destroyed or damaged. The murder is unlikely to help Nepal as it struggles to rebuild its tourism industry. Foreigners and the money they spend in Nepal provide jobs for thousands of Nepalese. The country's Himalayan mountains have long been a popular area for mountain climbers. Ramesh Prasad Tamalia works for Ecological Treks in Nepal. He spoke to VOA before the murder occurred, as he prepared to welcome his first group of hikers since the earthquake in April.
We are sending the six German people, you know, to the mountain. Similarly, other companies, they are also doing. So there are a few trekkers. They already, you know, they're starting their trekking activities on the mountain.
The Germans are among a handful of foreigners who will climb Nepal's mountains this autumn. They have set aside concerns about the safety of hiking trails high in the Himalayas. This is a huge step forward for Nepal. Before the earthquakes, more than 150,000 foreigners came each year to explore its mountains. The first earthquake struck during the spring climbing season. 19 people died in an avalanche on Mount Everest. Rocks, ice, and snow damaged paths used by hikers. The head of the Nepal Mountaineering Association is Ung Shering. He says his group has worked hard to reopen the mountains for visitors.
We are repairing the trails, bridges, and road heads. Some of the places we are putting the retention wall where there are landslides.
An American-based engineering company was asked to study safety conditions. It found that trails around Mount Annapurna are safe for hikers. That has raised hopes among nearly 200,000 Sherpas, guides, and others that next year will be better economically. Because the earthquake interfered with the spring climbing season, many Nepalese earned little or no money this year. They hope the famous mountains will draw visitors back to Nepal. Pemba Gelage has climbed Mount Everest 7 times. He is one of Nepal's most famous mountaineers. He says he is sure that the tall, snow-covered mountains will work their magic.
The mountain attraction is very unique and very powerful. This is a very unique natural power. It's very difficult to explain.
Fiona Marshall is with KE Adventure Travels, a company based in Britain. She says Adventure Travels will operate in Nepal this year, after carefully studying the areas where it operates. She says her company is already planning trips to Nepal, although demand is not as strong as before the earthquakes. For Nepal, the return of mountain tourism is important to its recovery efforts. The millions of dollars brought in by overseas visitors are a valuable source of foreign exchange. I'm Anna Mateo.